Welcome. I'm Jay with JL Consulting Solutions. And today on my mind, I was thinking about, have you ever been inspired by someone? And I'm sure we all have been inspired by someone. But I started thinking about what type of inspiration that we've been inspired by. I know that sounds like a crazy riddle of some sort, but I am not trying to confuse you. I am just trying to create clarification in the inspiration in which we might get from someone. So we can be inspired in many ways. Sometimes those inspirations can be less than positive, less than productive. In fact, they can be destructive. I'm talking about the kind of people that inspire us to be better, to do better, to believe better, and to help people better. And the other day, I was coming across some material that I was looking for a course I'm developing, and a name came across some of the paperwork I was looking at, and it started me to have a reflection of when I first met the individual whose name was on the paper. And I had been on the department for, you know, almost 25 years, and I've met many people. And, you know, there's a handful of people that I keep in my mind as really great inspiration and a very positive, reinforcing, productive, progressive way. Out of hundreds of people that I've met. So you can see that that's a minority of people. And I was getting ready to travel to the East Coast for a business opportunity to collaborate with a group of other professionals as we talked about national issues relative to human and civil rights. And I remember my flight going over to the East Coast from the West Coast was I was a little bit nervous. I had not really traveled to the East Coast representing my organization before. I've done a lot within our state, but I hadn't traveled to the East Coast, and this was a national, international level conversation that we'd be having. And I got to the hotel, and, you know, it's a nice hotel. And it's always interesting when you go places and you don't really know people. And I happened to get into the elevator. And there were two other people in the elevator. And, you know, you do the cordial elevator awkward kind of a thing where, you know, you make eye contact, you kind of say hello, and you get in, and then you robotically turn and face the elevator door, watching the floors light up on the panel in your mind saying, can we hurry up and get to the floor? Because it's such an awkward silence that occurs. And, you know, there's not, every elevator does not have elevator music. So silence is difficult sometimes. It makes us uncomfortable. And so I happened to look down, and she was wearing tennis shoes with her dress business suit. And I just made a small remark like, love your shoes. And she smiled and she goes, yeah, they're really comfortable. And so we kind of laughed and broke the silence in the elevator. And I just said hi and gave her my name, and she said my name. And I said, you know, are you here for the conference that I'm here for, the meeting? Because her name was different, and it was, I had went across the list of people to be at the meeting, you know, trying to be prepared, know your audience, know who you're going to be dealing with. And she goes, yeah, I am. And I go, oh, how cool is this? I'm like, yeah, me too. And so we started talking, and we departed the elevator on our separate floors and said we'd meet for breakfast in the morning before the meeting. And as I went up to my room, it just kind of eased my mind to know that here you have executives at the very highest level of their organization, in fact, in charge of their organization. She was a second in command at the time. And they're just regular people. It was so nice to have that interaction in the elevator. And so I get up and I go down and I meet her early for breakfast before we go over and walk to our meeting. And it was just such a pleasant engagement, because we didn't talk about the work stuff that we were going to talk about. We really just talked about life. We talked a little bit about our families. She has daughters. She was talking about how she likes to run. So she had went for a jog that morning. Kudos to her. I slept in. And we proceeded to have this, you know, very good conversation. It was brief. And so we walk over to go to the meeting where we're going to meet about 20 other people for this kind of a small conference, but meeting for our particular group of people to discuss these issues. And what I really appreciated is she had already been a part of this group for a while, this committee, and I was new. So, you know, I was coming in not sure of what to expect, and she came alongside of me. And it was part of this process that is inspiring, but even more so on how she engaged not only myself, but how she was with everybody else in the room. And, you know, a lot of times we can look at people and they can be very misleading, because she was smiling and laughing and all of these things as we were in the elevator, as we were having our breakfast. But when she clicked on her command presence in the room, when she was talking about different issues or sharing her thoughts or opinions, or sometimes even, you know, having an opposing view of somebody else that was at the table, she did it in such a way that it showed true professionalism. She was completely confident. And she validated what she was saying based on, you know, evidence or research that she was familiar with, or even her own experience from her department. And so I just watched her command a room, in a room where, again, often women in the industry of public safety and law enforcement are often the minority in the room, so to speak, on top of being a minority. And it was just really one of those moments that touched my inspiration meter. I don't know if we have an inspiration meter. I'm just making that up. But where I was just like, she is so freaking cool, right? So we complete that meeting, you know, several hours. It's like a full day. And then we have a dinner opportunity for everybody to kind of get together that wants to do that. And as we were walking over to the dinner, she goes, yeah, I'm going to have to get back a little early because I need to go back and study. And I was like, what are you studying? And she's like, yeah, I'm finishing my master's degree. And she went on to share a little bit about that. And I was so moved by the fact that she is second in command at a very large organization, set up to actually be first in command, which, as I'm speaking about this today, she is. But she's always been a continual learner, and she was not, you know, holding herself back in the sense of who she felt she was. As she was getting this master's degree, well after she'd been on the department for a long time. And so I share that because a lot of us will sit and feel like we are not equal or deserving of the rank, the promotion, the position, if we don't have certain things that are listed on our resume. And that's not true, because I know I used to feel that way. And so I don't want to discourage you. Be a continual learner, because there's absolutely something very important in that as we stay, you know, connected and contemporary and learning new ways of thinking and it broadening our own lens. But I want to say that and emphasize that it does not define or shape your leadership or your importance in any room. And so when I think about being inspired, I was truly inspired by her simply because she was able to blend this very simple way of being kind, engaging, authentic, powerful, and just being herself. And in that, I was able to pull from my very overthinking process of what this whole weekend was going to be and how I needed to represent my very large organization and, you know, careful on all the things I did, to when we can just be true to ourselves and be authentic, be confident, be smart, and be intelligent. But we don't have to be anybody else but ourselves. When we bring our best self to the situation, to the circumstance, to the table, and I know I've spoke about the table before, but it's so important for us to remember it's okay for us to be ourselves. So she inspired me so much that was getting ready to be my last year before I retired, that I applied and I finished my master's degree. I applied right before I retired and I finished it the following year. And I didn't have to, right? Because I'm retiring. I had reached the level of assistant chief and promotions. I had taken them on a list, could have promoted again without it. But my path, I chose to retire. And I still wanted to do that because I was so inspired about being a continual learner, that the blessing in that was the master's degree I chose still kept me very involved in the public safety and law enforcement industry through a wonderful program through the University of San Diego, that I'm now able to continue to give back in contributing, you know, not just my 29 years of experience and executive exposure, but also from the learning domains and the curriculum that was very immersive in contemporary industry issues at a very high level. So I just want to give a shout out to her to say thank you. And when she listens, she'll know who she is. So thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for raising my inspiration barometer. And I leave you listening to really think about those that inspire you, but why they inspire you, how they inspire you, and what you're going to do with the inspiration from the individual that left that inspiration on you. And I know that's a lot of inspiration words, but I want to really leave an imprint on you thinking about what is inspiration and identifying those people. And so with that, I want you to have a great day. This is JL Consulting Solutions, and this is Jay. And I really appreciate my audience who's listening, sticking with me as I navigate what it is I really want to talk to you about and streamlining that as we move forward. But sometimes I just get on here and I have these things in my mind and I want to share them and hoping that they will touch somebody and really be helpful for you. So have a wonderful day and I look forward to talking to you again. Stay blessed. Thank you.